Welcome back. Welcome back to our conversation that we're having with Mariam, the author of Cooking with My Armenian Family. What a wonderful conversation. It's like talking about cookbook, talking about the recipes just inspires me to go and make something super fun tonight for dinner. And I'm looking forward to hear a recipe, Madam John, that you're going to share with us for the March 8th, Marti Ut, celebration of Women's International Day. So thank you, Madam, for joining again. And before going on to the break, we talked about how the idea about making the cookbook, you know, what inspired you, family history, and et cetera. In this section, second part, I would love for you to share how you went through the process of doing the book, because who knows, maybe one of our listeners, you know, have been thinking about publishing a book, a cookbook or a family, maybe not for major sale, but something that they want to hand out with their family. So would you mind sharing with us how that whole process was done and what did it take, you know, whom did you go to for the photos and editing and this and that? So lots of questions.
Yeah, no, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you. And when I started doing research to see how can I publish my book. Obviously, this wasn't something that I wanted to spend too much, you know, financially. It wasn't something that I was looking for, you know, hiring some publisher or so on and so forth. But if you are, then, you know, there's so many people out there. However, I didn't go with anybody. I just went with the self-published, the online publisher where you can self-publish your book. And if you would like, you can actually you can purchase their services such as editing or design and all that stuff. And those you have to purchase. But it was called, I don't really know if they still out there. It's a createspace.com, and that's the editing and designing team that I used, and that was a self-published. Actually, I did it all by myself, and then, like I mentioned, I purchased their services for editing and design, and I sent all the pictures and, you know, the manuscript and everything, and then they put it together, and they get back to you, and so on and so forth. But the process for me was the writing that took that long, because I was doing it on and off. I wasn't doing full-time. And it was just something that I wanted to make it perfect because I wanted to tell a story with the recipes. It wasn't so much about publishing for profit. So everybody has a different motive for a cookbook, and it's different for everyone. But like I mentioned, a cookbook is a little bit different from writing in a, you know, just a regular book, is because you have to cook it, you have to take, you know, pictures, you have to make sure the measurements are, you know, precise or at least close to. And if you, especially if it's your grandmother's recipes, you have to recreate it for your readers because not everybody is a cook and they, you know, most of the people need measurements.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what was the next question? I'm sorry, I forgot the question.
So follow-up question was, what about, you know, photos? Because it's so important. You know, you can have a great story. You can have a good recipe. But a lot of the times, you know, people decide on what to make or decide a book to buy based on the photos. So did you take pictures or did you have to hire someone to take pictures for you?
You know, this is so interesting that you asked that question because, you know, Armenians have a saying and it goes, I'm going to say it in Armenian, Ernalika Vitilini. And this is one of those cases where every time I put my book down and interestingly enough, you know, my husband sort of talked about it to everybody. He said it and I kept saying, please don't say it, don't advertise it, because I don't know if I'm going to finish it. But it sort of made me responsible. You know, I was feeling responsible for it because I started and then some people knew and they were asking. So down in that road, so many people kind of volunteered. I had a mom from our soccer, club where my boys used to play, she offered, you know, she said, I will edit it for you, you know, again. She had like four kids. She came to my house. She read the book. She took it with her. She went over the recipes. She did the whole editing again. And that was all free. And her name is in the book, actually. I'm thanking her in a part of acknowledgement. And also, my husband had a customer who is a professional chef. And when I took my pictures, my photos looked horrible because I was taking with my phone. And I was like, I don't know how to take it. I'm probably going to go buy a professional camera or something. So the guy comes in, my husband starts talking about my book, and he says, you know what? I have this camera and I haven't been using it. I will lend it to you. And he pretty much says, here, you know, take those photos. And so I had to make the recipes again. I had to take those photos again with that professional camera. And then, like, every time as something, you know, that was not working out for me, someone came along and it was very interesting. And so eventually, you know, I finished it and I published it. And I have to say, it was just interesting how everybody just wanted me to, you know, finish this book and do it well. So, I mean, the pictures are not professional. It's not done like, you know, you see in those really nice cookbooks, but it is, you know, it is homemade. It's organic.
It's very organic. It's very appetizing, very delicious. And I think, you know, that special force that kept, you know, helping you and making things happen. I think it's like your grandma's spirit. She's your guardian angel. So I believe in things like that. I think that, you know, when there's bigger force behind us, there's like something that helps us. You know, when we are not sure, you know, which way to go, there is always some clarity that comes or some helps come from out of nowhere. So I think that was your grandma. Where can our listeners purchase your book? And I know that with each sale of your book, you are donating the profits to a charity. You do not keep any of the, what is it called, royalties or payment, I don't know, like profits.
Yeah, the royalties. Well, like I mentioned, this wasn't a profit-making business. I mean, I didn't go into it to make profit. And I don't advertise it, sadly. I don't, you know, promote it. But I do have a page, which is called Cooking with My Armenian Family. And it's on Facebook. And I use it for just, you know, I do live introducing, for example, Armenian wines and talk about my recipes sometimes, or cooking, or just pictures of things, you know, that I made. So the royalties, whatever I get, whatever it is, I donate it. However, I don't really have one particular foundation that I donated to. There was one that I used to, which was for kids who had cancer. And I forgot what they used to be on Facebook, but they're not anymore. So, and then later on, after the war started, I started, you know, donating to the Armenian Fund. So I don't really have, but a particular one, but whatever I get, it gets donated, or just even individual family in Armenia that, you know, sometimes you see those posts that are reliable and, you know, that money's going to that person. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do. So it can differ. I mean, it varies every time.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for doing that. And so the book is available on Amazon, or is it available in on another platform or in stores like bookstores? Where can it be purchased?
It's available on Amazon, but then also what I remember is actually on the Guinea Fest that we were at, there was a bookstore over there.
Abril bookstore?
Yes,
Abril.
Mm-hmm. And when I was purchasing one of the Armenian cookbooks, I said, oh, I have a cookbook too. And this is what he goes, oh, is this what it looks like? I said, yes. He said, I have it in my store too. So I'm thinking maybe that's where you can find it as well, because he said that he has it. But mm-hmm. It
so
is on
for,
Amazon.
For those, for those who live in Los Angeles, they can purchase at the Abril Bookstore, which is in Glendale. They are also available. You can purchase any books or any items online, abrilbookstore.com, if I'm not mistaken. And, of course, online, Amazon. And the proceeds, the royalties go to the charities. That's amazing, Mariam. I mean, I understand, you know, why you did the cookbook, but also just to, you know, go through all that work, go through all that time spent and et cetera, and still, you know, donating all the royalties to a charity. That's wonderful. We have quite a time to talk now about food and get our listeners excited about something yummy that they can make. So let's see. With the March 8th coming up, you know, some people might be celebrating it over the weekend. What would be something festive or something super delicious that would be very special for that day? Can you think about a recipe and then guide us through it? You know, how, what does it make to take it? And maybe give some measurements, and maybe we can share the measurements later too.
You know what? I was going to share the blinchik, which was my mom's niche, and she made it so well. And I've actually made it after she passed away a couple of times. And my younger son, who actually loves blinchik, he didn't approve of it. He said grandma's was the best. But he also told me that, yeah, you came close, mom. You came close. But he was like, yeah. But that is a little bit complicated. You know, you have to make the, you know, you have to make the crepes, then you have to make the filling, and then you have to roll it. So it is March 8th and Women's Day. So let's just give a break to all the women. So I'm going to share a very simple eggplant dip that there is. And you had this.
Thinking about it. Yeah. I'm like, you know, that's so easy to make, and it's so delicious and appetizing, and it's so... you know, one would think that it takes you forever to make that, but it's actually quite quick.
And very few ingredients. And you just basically, it requires you to have roasted eggplants, garlic, salt, and pepper, a little bit yogurt. And if yogurt is sour, you can use a little bit sour cream to kind of mix it and sweeten it up. If it's not, then just yogurt or labneh or, you know, drained yogurt. That's it. And then you mix it together. It's, you know, you can serve it as a dip. You can serve it with flatbread, lavash, or pita bread, or you can actually, you know, top it with, you know, as, what do you call it? You can put it on a fish, on a meat, and it's so versatile. It's very good. Mm-hmm. And it could be appetizer too.
So you roast the eggplants, like you char them, you roast them as a whole, like under the broiler, right? Like you poke holes in the eggplant and then stick it under the broiler and wait till it chars. So it's like burnt skin completely. Is that how you do it, or you do it on the stovetop?
You know, whichever you want to do, but make sure it has you get that char taste, because that's another level of a taste. It kind of gives a whole different the taste when you just put it in a, you know, bake, and when you just bake it, it has a little bit less of that. I don't know how to put it. It's like boiled or steamed, and you don't want that taste. If it chars, then you get that extra level of taste, which, you know, complements really well with the yogurt and the garlic. And so, yeah, it's very easy to make. So I encourage you making it.
Definitely. I would just warn, if you guys are going to, you know, do that, make sure to poke the eggplant with a knife or with a fork a bunch of times from all the sides, because I remember a few weeks ago, I decided to grill an eggplant, and my kids and I were in the backyard, and all of a sudden there's this explosion, and the grill just, you know, I have a small grill, but it just like moved and rumbled. And we got scared what happened. And then I opened up the lid of the grill, and this eggplant exploded, and it was all over the place. It was very funny, but my eggplant was gone. So I had to start it all over again.
Yeah, it does explode. Yeah, when, if you don't poke it, yes, it will explode.
Yeah. Madam, any plans to to do series of the second book? I'm sure there's lots of other recipes. Some of the maybe other recipes that you have developed that your family, and by meaning your family, your husband and your kids, love, because it would be nice to have also that compilation, to share with your boys when they, get married and move on and give it to their wife as a hint what to make and what not to make. I'm just kidding. What are your future plans with any more books coming in before we say goodbye?
It's an idea. It's been an idea for a long time, but I just don't really have the time to kind of put that together. And it's just one of those things. Maybe I'll see another thing one day and I'll say, okay, so let me start writing that. But it's the idea is more, I wanted to write more about my mom and her recipes. Again, same style. But I wanted to include not my Armenian family's cooking, but Armenian mom's cooking in the kitchen. So that's pretty much what I want to do. And I have a few other people who I love and I respect, and I would love their recipes as well to sort of include it if I'm ever going to make that second edition. But yeah, that's something that's been on my mind for a long time, but nothing in writing yet. Just an idea.
Nothing in writing. I mean, I hope that you do, because you make amazing food, and I have been lucky enough to try your paella, and it's your interpretation and it's your recipe. So I really hope that you keep that idea developing, and something one day inspires you to sit down and say, okay, today I'm going to put down my first recipe of the second book of the second series, and go from there, and so then we can try those recipes as well.
Yeah, hopefully one day. I mean, this particular book idea was in my head for a long, long time before it happened. So you never know. But meanwhile, I have the cooking with my Armenian family. So whatever recipes I have, sometimes I just put it out there, and that's just another way of sharing it with people.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. For everyone who is interested, the book is available. Cooking with My Armenian Family on Amazon or Avril Bookstore. Follow Mariam on Facebook. Also, the page is called Cooking with My Armenian Family for weekly updates about wine, about the food, and who knows, maybe we'll get Mariam inspired to go live more often and to cook and show us some of her secrets. Thank you, Mariam, so much. I want to wish you happy International Women's Day. It's a great celebration of a great month of celebrating all the women. And thank you again for spending your evening with me.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. The pleasure was all mine. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.